Good afternoon. It is such a blessing to have the opportunity to speak to you all and to have some visitors among us and some individuals that have not been able to make it out for various reasons. We're just glad that you all are all here. We want to make sure that we let you know that we love and care about you and that we are here to glorify God and may He be praised. I got this idea for this particular lesson from a preacher down in Florida whose name is Mark Copeland, so I do hope that you find this message beneficial. I know that it is something that struck a chord with me, and it is something that I very much need to continue to work on, and I hope that it will impact you as well. We are reminded in Romans chapter 10, verse 17, a very familiar passage to probably most of us, which reads, "So faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ." In preparation for this lesson, I was remembering or trying to recall at times when I was younger, I had to repeat myself multiple times, or even on occasions, even yell to gain another person's attention. But thinking about it now, was it the right thing for me to do? Was it right for me to be ignored? I mean, was it right for me to actually yell to gain someone else's attention? I do think if I had the ability to listen to the way of how I reacted in those moments, I wonder what or how was I trying to communicate? How was I trying to come across? Were the people that I were trying to reach or speak with, were they reachable? Meaning, did they know how to listen? Did I know how to listen? I think both myself and those that were involved in those conversations, we both could have used some work on our listening. So maybe we need to open our ears. That is the title of this lesson. And before our services this afternoon, I pulled Louis aside and said, I caught you saying those very words this morning prior to him leading one of our songs. I know I caught it, maybe you all didn't, but I thought that was kind of a little interesting. But let us focus in on our ears, and hopefully that we can open them up. Many times during Jesus' earthly ministry, he often concluded a lesson when he would cry out, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." He did this when he talked about John the Baptist, when he discussed through the parable of the sower, and also when he gave an explanation of the parable of the tares. In Revelation chapter 2 and 3, when the apostle John wrote about the seven churches of Asia, it was concluded in there the similar words, "He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches." Now, what is the point of these sayings? Is similar to be saying, what is being said is very important, so you better pay attention. Most importantly, listen. This illustrates that Jesus knew, and when he was alive, that there was a very major problem going on. And it still exists today. And many people simply don't listen. Or they don't listen to understand. So today, I hope that we will appreciate the importance of listening well. Because it concerned Jesus, and it should concern us. So I like to ask questions. I like people to ponder on things, to reflect upon things. So there'll be a number of questions, so hopefully that we will take away, that we can ponder in on. And the first one is this: how well do you listen? Or how well do we listen? Because I need to conclude myself. And to think about it, it might be profitable to begin to point out that not everyone is a good listener. I know at times I have been a very poor listener. So let us focus in on some types of listeners. First ones, there are the hard of hearing or dull of hearing. Even some of the Hebrew Christians were like this. Know that this was a problem. It is hard for others to explain things to them. When someone has a problem like this, we just have a trouble giving an explanation to what we are trying to say. Now, the fault is not in the matter of what the actual subject matter is or the material that we are trying to tell them, for instance, the gospel, but it is with the listener. Isaiah wrote about this and talked about these things, and Jesus applied it in his day. So turn with me to Matthew chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13, begin in verse 13. Matthew chapter 13, beginning in verse 13, which reads, "Therefore I speak to them in parables, because while seeing they do not see, and while hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand. In their case, the prophecy of Isaiah is being fulfilled, which says, 'You will keep on hearing, but will not understand. You will keep on seeing, but will not perceive. For the heart of this people has become dull. With their ears they scarcely hear, and they have closed their eyes. Otherwise they would see with their eyes, hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and return, and I would heal them.'" People are this way because they are dull or hard of hearing, or they are dull of their heart. So this prevents them from understanding God's truth, from understanding what God has written and provided in the scripture. It keeps them turning toward sin instead of turning toward God. And furthermore, as we just read, it prevents them from being healed or being saved. So who would honestly want to be this type of listener? There is also a type of listener that has what they call itching ears in Scripture. Turn with me to 2 Timothy chapter 4. 2 Timothy chapter 4, beginning in verse 3, the Apostle Paul writes to the young evangelist, "For the time will come when they will no longer, or they not endure sound doctrine, but wanting to have their ears tickled, they will accumulate for themselves teachers in accordance to their own desires, and will turn away their ears from the truth and will turn aside to myths." These people like them, will only want to listen to that which pleases them. They won't want to listen to what is sound, what is written for us in Scripture. scripture that which is written for us as described in the previous verse. In verse 2, preach the word, be ready in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with great patience and instruction. They will do all they can. They will find themselves, individuals, to meet what they desire. They will end up turning to what is false, to miss fables. Fortunately, many, too many today are afflicted with this type of hearing problem. But there's also those who hear that have a good and noble heart. Jesus spoke of these in His gospel. They're also mentioned and described of those of the Bereans in the book of Acts. These individuals, they're fair-minded. Thus, they were willing to give Paul a fair hearing. It showed in how they received or listened to the word with all readiness. Is this the type of hearer we want to be? Is this the type of listener that we need to be? I shared this previously in another lesson. I hope that, at least for me, I had to make a distinction from hearing and listening. See, when you're speaking to me, you may be talking right at me, and I might hear you, but I may not be focusing on you. I might not be giving your attention, so I may not be listening to you. So I hope that we can see that there is a difference. We internalize it when we listen. This is the type of listener we should be. But why is it so important to be this kind of listener? Well, let's consider that. Because this is important. I would say it's even essential. It is essential to being blessed. Turn back with me to Matthew chapter 13. We'll read verses 16 and 17 of Matthew chapter 13, which reads, "But blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. For truly I say to you that many prophets and righteous men desire to see what you see and did not see it, and to hear what you hear did not hear it." So for those willing to listen properly, there are wonderful things to learn. Many things which great people, as we just read, you can think about David and Daniel, just to name a couple, they didn't have the opportunity to learn while they were on earth. Things pertain to the wonderful blessings that are now available in Christ. As Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3, which reads, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ." We miss out on these blessings if we do not carefully listen. It's also essential to have saving faith, because God has commanded that we be saved through faith in Christ. Let's look at a familiar passage in Romans chapter 1. Hopefully we never tire of reading passages such as these. In Romans chapter 1, and beginning of verse 16. "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek, for in it the righteousness and God is revealed from faith to faith, as is written, but the righteous man shall live by faith." This goes completely in line with our yearly theme, pressing on toward the goal, as we had up on the screen prior to the beginning of services. That should give us encouragement. That should invigorate us. It should give us fire to walk and run for the Lord. So such faith comes through proclaiming the gospel, which often involves listening to a preacher. While one can certainly gain faith through reading God's word, the fact remains that many need the help and support of other individuals that are strong in the scripture, that are mature in the faith, that can give direction, to answer questions, who could take time to sit down and listen and share the truth with others. One reason faith is often lacking is because people simply are not good listeners. And it goes both ways. It needs to be for the teacher and for the student. Because remember, we hopefully are walking on the same path together, which leads towards heaven. But they also miss out on the evidence in God's word which produces faith. So does your listening, or lack of it, hinder the development of your faith? Is also essential, good listening is also essential to bearing fruit. In the parable of the sower, the only kind of soil or heart that was capable of bearing such fruit was the one that listened properly. That is because the one that was able to bear fruit comes from understanding the grace of God. Note that the gospel was bearing fruit in the city of Colossae. But that was since the day you heard and knew, which means understood, the grace of God in truth. Colossians 1:6. Only by listening well can we understand God's grace and be thus motivated to bear fruit for His glory. We also must remember good listening helps us to prevent from drifting away. There is a real danger, very real danger, because you could see it all throughout Scripture, that even though people were told of what God's will was, and they knew what they needed to do, they said no. And they decided to leave God's ways. They decided that life is not for me. So there is a real danger of drifting by neglecting so great a salvation. So turn with me to Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 2. Beginning in verse 1. Hebrews 2 verse 1, which reads, "For this reason we must pay much closer attention to what we have heard, so that we do not drift away from it. For if the word spoken through angels proved unalterable, and every transgression and disobedience received a just penalty, how will we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? After it was at the first spoken through the Lord, it was confirmed to us by those who heard." The only solution is to give the more earnest heed or attention to the things we have heard. If we are poor listeners, It is one huge step towards drifting away. Good listening is essential to avoid rejection and condemnation. If we do not listen, if we do not pay attention as we should, those who teach God's word would have the right to reject us. Because we are judging ourselves unworthy of eternal life. Turn with me to Acts chapter 13. Acts chapter 13, beginning in verse 44. The next Sabbath, nearly the whole city assembled to hear the word of the Lord. But when the Jews saw the crowds, they were filled with jealousy and began contradicting the things spoken by Paul and were blaspheming. Paul and Barnabas spoke out boldly and said, "It was necessary that the word of God be spoken to you first. Since you repudiate it and judge yourselves unworthy of eternal life, behold, we are turning to the Gentiles. For so the Lord has commanded us, I have placed you as a light for the Gentiles, that you may bring salvation to the end of the earth." When the Gentiles heard this, they began rejoicing and glorifying the word of the Lord, and as many as had been appointed to eternal life believed. Christ also declared, if we choose to reject the good news, the gospel, perhaps because of poor listening. For example, the men of Nineveh and the queen of the south, as Jesus says in Matthew chapter 12, will condemn us at the judgment. Because the men of Nineveh repented after hearing just one lesson from the prophet Jonah. Will we be rejected by the gospel of Christ after being given so many opportunities? I'm sure we have heard the gospel more than one time. Think about how the Queen of the South went such great lengths to hear the wisdom of Solomon. Are we willing to just go such a short distance to hear God's word proclaimed? The rejection and condemnation is not limited to coming from these individuals, but most importantly, it will come from God. Hopefully, we will appreciate the wonderful opportunities that we have to listen to God's word and the importance of good listening. How then can we improve, you might ask, of our ability to listen? For just as speakers need to learn how to speak to be understood, people need to learn to listen as to understand. So let's look at some examples. This one, I was kind of surprised, but then again, it is so appropriate. Let us make listening an act of our worship. How you listen to God's word being read or preached is as much an indication of your devotion to God as how you pray and how you sing. So when you have the opportunities to listen, do it with a worshipful attitude. Think of how you would listen if it was someone that was considered great among our society. If someone was up here speaking, think about how you would give your full attention. How much more should we give our full attention to the reading and the preaching of God's word? Just think about it. Imagine how you were entranced if you were listening to some celebrity or famous person. Think about this. Does not God deserve that much attention? The most attention that we can give. He deserves everything. Also, listen from the first to the last, from the beginning to the end. It's called the Alpha and Omega. We should be able to give Him our best. We need to pay attention all the way through. Do you think if you picked up a book and just read a few words, a few passages, a couple sentences here or there, that you would understand it? Would you grasp it? So it is with listening. Think about sentences, phrases, words. To be understood, to be heard in light of the context in which they are presented. See, speakers must follow a certain set of rules so as to be understood. They need to introduce what they are talking about. They need to present main points to their arguments. Then they have to provide a conclusion, summarize what they are talking about. So listeners must listen to all parts to understand. This one I was also surprised but thought it was appropriate. How about looking at the person that is speaking? Do we have, I'll say this for myself, trouble connecting with someone that you are speaking with, maintaining eye contact? But how well our listening may improve with our working on looking at another individual. Doesn't that show us that I care about what you are saying? This should help not only develop also our concentration, because looking around, looking elsewhere, it makes it easy to get our minds off of what's going on. Think about closing your eyes. It may make you easy just to nod off. I think this is a good one. Maybe even consider leaning forward. I know I've seen one of our members do that from time to time. Just to try and grasp the words that are spoken even clearer. But this requires self-discipline. This requires work. And I understand that sometimes we can be fearful of work, fearful of discipline, but it is such for our benefit. Try it. See if it makes a difference. This is so appropriate. How about reading along in your Bible? Might take some of these things for granted, but when a specific passage of Scripture is announced, when the speaker says, "Turn with me to such and such a passage," how important it is for our growth to do that. You remember more of what you both see and hear over just simply just what you hear. Which is why sometimes we have visual aids in sermons. But no greater visual aid or aid that we have than is God's Word. Scripture is our greatest aid. It's our greatest tool that we will ever need. Your knowledge of the Scriptures can be greatly improved by doing this. It may be difficult at times when you're initially doing it to keep up, but by doing this more and more, and as you practice, the better that you'll get. Think about it. If you don't know where certain books are, no greater way to learn where certain passages are, books of the scripture than to work your fingers when someone is telling you, turn to such and such passage. Think about it. We encourage, I'm sure parents encourage their children to read the scriptures. Shouldn't we set the example that we need to be by actually reading the word ourselves? And what greater place than in the assembly? And also, the importance of to better listening, listen with faith. Listen with a willingness to accept and believe what is shown in God's Word. Turn with me back to Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 4. In verse 1, therefore let us fear, if while a promise remains of entering his rest, any one of you may seem to have come short of it. For indeed we have had good news preached to us, just as they also, but the word they heard did not profit them, because it was not united by faith in those who heard. Notice that those who died in the wilderness did not listen with faith. If we don't listen with faith, the same sort of thing will happen to us. In other words, we will fall short of the goal of reaching heaven. And lastly, we should listen with a mind to act. Christian's life should be all about action. Think about this. Are we like the people in Ezekiel's day? They love to hear him speak, but for the wrong reason. Do we love to hear sermons because of how well the speaker presents the message? Hearing must be accompanied by doing to be of any good use, as James writes. So as important as good listening may be, the blessedness comes only if we are doers, not merely hearers. So, as we begin to close this message, we need to be reminded it is blessed in what we do. This is the goal that I was trying to present on listening. For it all begins with listening in the proper manner. How important then is the tool, or the gift, I should say, of listening? Because when it comes to listening to God, it is crucial, it is pivotal. It is so very important, as the prophet Isaiah says. Is there ever a time when God does not listen? Because this is essential for the good of our soul. Yes. When our sins are between us and God, that is when he will not listen. But we can take care of that problem by receiving God's mercy. Today that mercy is offered through Christ Jesus. And as God said, this is my beloved Son. Remember what he said after that on the Mount of Transfiguration. In the presence of Peter, James, and John, he didn't say, listen to Moses. He didn't say, listen to Elijah. He said, this is my beloved Son. Listen to him. Have you heeded him by obeying his word? Or does the following cry of Jesus apply to you? which was written and spoken of by Jesus in Luke chapter 6. But why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do the things which I say? I want to end with this. I'm not a real fan of exercising. It can be difficult. It can be hard. But I know it is healthy for me. Much like being a good listener, it is not an easy thing. It takes training. One must train themselves. It takes hard work. Think about this particular question, this last question. And it may sound really silly, but I want you to really consider it. How valuable are your ears? I would hope that you could not put a price tag on them. God has blessed us with them. May we learn how to use them. Use them properly. Let us seek to work hard at developing our listening skills. I hope that this message has been beneficial to you. I know that thinking on these things myself, I know it convicts me because I, the other day, was at a grocery store and shopping, just looking at people. Sometimes I notice that happening where I'm just seeing all these people, and the majority of them probably don't know or have ever obeyed the gospel. And how devastating it is to the Lord that I'm not doing my part and I need to be doing it. When I am given an opportunity to listen to His Word, I'm not paying attention. May we grow in our paying attention of God's Word and acting upon it. So if you have any needs that need to be addressed, prayers that we can help you, but most importantly, if you have never obeyed the gospel, if you have questions about what the gospel is all about, we want to be able to address those right here, right now. So at this time, we will sing the invitation song, I Heard the Voice of Jesus.